Thank you. Thursday night, Tes Tishrei, Tov Shinayin Aleph. We're obviously not going to finish the sugya. We'll do what we can. Listen, it's a good lesson. You never finish Torah, so we'll do what we can, and then we'll stop. That's all. I forgot what. Well, what's causing this again? Which?
The button on the left.
This?
Yeah,
turn it
there. There you go.
Now it's turned off. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara asks if Megas Gaias or Miklash Kolish. So we made a few observations. First of all, it's a Chiddush. Karen Ora points out the Chiddush. The Gemara is meniach. In Hebrew, that means the Gemara assumes. It makes as a hanocha. It has a hanocha, an assumption, that one party's hafara does something. It says in the Mishnah, Nara Maroso, Viva Baila Mafirin Adoreha. Somebody said the diuk yesterday, Adarabba. It says, Eino Mufar. I think you made the diuk. It says, Eino Mufar. Not loyosa klum, and we said yesterday, maybe the reason for the assumption is because it's not a normal shutvis. It doesn't intersect. They each have a different type and kind of schus or a bailus to be made for the nether. It doesn't intersect, so therefore the Gemara assumes that it's not pshat. You need both. The pshat is each one does something, and together there's the total hafara. This is not a stira to what we learned, that if it ends up lechazi litzterufe, it's bottle, because in terms of the total effectiveness, it's still dependent on hooking up with the other hafara. And once it's clear that it's not going to hook up with the other hafara, so it's bottle. You know, its full impact is still dependent on hooking up with the other hafara. But in the meantime, I'd call it, it has its own effect. Now, what does the Gemara say? So it's half. And the Gemara says it's half. So is it qualitative or quantitative? So we said yesterday, qualitative would be universal. In other words, it lowers the intensity of the iser. And that you find all over. In Kalatara Kula, you really find that a less intense Isser is an Isser without Malkus, whether it's a Lavanita Klase, or an Isser Ase, or a Lavshein Bomaisa. It's just Poshim, not as Chomer, and a manifestation. There's nothing wrong with saying it. Not every Isser is the same. Some Lavim are Malkus, some Lavim are Kores, some are Mrs. Bezdin. There's nothing wrong with saying that some Isurim is more chomer than others. That's clear that some Isurim are more chomer than others. Grada, before Yom Kippur, so we'll mention, in terms of violating the command of Hashem, the Rashba, the famous Rashba that talks about that every Avera is really two Averas. One is the objective action is a bad deed. Hashem tells us it's a bad deed. It is bad to do such and such. It is bad to eat chazer. You're doing something bad. You're also violating Hashem's command. So even though probably in Svara the violation of Hashem's command is always the same, whether it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, lav sheyein bo maisa, lav with kares, lav without kares, there's no more or less intensity in violating Hashem's command. Maybe if it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's learned out from a limud, you could say it's less intensely asur to violate Hashem's command if it was only expressed implicitly, not explicitly, maybe. But things like Chorus, certainly, and Mrs. Bezdin, or Malkus, plain Malkus, so certainly you would say that in terms of violation of the Ratzon Hashem, it's all the same. But the intensity of the Isser itself, there are things that are more Isser. There's no nothing to be embarrassed about. There's things that are more also, things that are more evil, things that are more merachek you from Hashem. So that's Miklash Kolish. And then we said Megas Gaius is a much weirder, much more strange concept. That mamish, I made a nether, I'm not going to eat these two pieces of bread, meaning each one. And the nether comes along and says one's mutter and one's osur. It literally breaks the nether's power in half and says it's only halfway effective. It's very hard for me to understand that, I'll tell you the truth, because I don't see why a nether, I have a lot of trouble with this, I don't see why a nether should be divisible. The nether is whatever the nether is. I would think of the nether as being conceptually indivisible. The nether is my dibur. My dibur is whatever it is. I said these two pieces of bread. Unless you say that whatever the unit is, let's say there's a unit, the piece of bread. So if I said I won't eat two pieces of bread, that's just shorthand for I won't eat this piece of bread and I won't eat that piece of bread. It's almost like two nedarim. But I don't really see that, you know. I say I won't go here for 7 days. So Megas Gaius is going to come along. I mean, I'm talking obviously that the nether was worded in a way that it's a valid nether, right? I'm talking Lashon Shvua, but you know, just for convenience sake, it's easier to construct the wording of the nether. Okay, I won't go here for 7 days. So Megas Gaius comes along and says you don't have, you can't go there for 3.5 days. Like, I don't know. I don't see why a nether should be.
And which 3.5 days?
I mean, right, the first one. I don't know. It doesn't change the. I mean, the teretz is, I guess, that the hafara is not chal in the loshen haneder. It's not chal in the dibur of the neder. It's chal in the. That's what he said. The word is hafara. Hafara. You're mayfair, you're violating. It's almost like a violation. It's not Hatorah even, it's a forum. So you can violate the nether. You violate the Isser. So it's not going, it doesn't affect, I don't know, Chayr it is Chal on the nether. The nether was the Dibur. The Dibur is whatever it is. He said, these two pieces of bread. Like, so let's say, let me, you have a piece of paper. Let's draw a diagram. Let's.
Question on the whole file or just on one side?
Megas Gaius. Miklash Kolish, I can understand. It lowers the intensity of the Isser that you find in Kolot Torah Kula. Yeah, let's say here's a person. Okay? So the person utters. We're going to learn a little physics now. I hope you don't mind. You like physics. The person utters a dibur. Right? He says a statement. So the statement is now is chal, right? So it creates isser. Right? It creates isser. So now the hafara pashtus is chal on the neder, not on the isser. So hatara also is, in other words, the hafara affects the dibur's ability. Well, maybe that's why it makes sense. Hafara is not matir the iser. It can't be matir asurim. Only Hashem is matir asurim. Make a bracha every morning. Matir asurim. Hashem is matir asurim. The hafara probably. Oh,
but you
wait. Hafara. You know, I made a machine, and the machine has an effect. Hafara. Really, hafara.
Not castrates.
I'm looking for that type of word.
Castigates?
No, but castrates. When you ma'aker, when you
rude, emasculate.
Emasculate. But afara emasculates the dibur. Understand these things, they're very conceptual. You have to come out with Megas Gaius. The guy said, I'm not going to eat two pieces of bread, and by magic, one becomes mutter, one becomes osur. You have to understand it. That's how I was brought up. You have to try to understand it, not just learn the Gemara and
go by.
So Haforos Chal, definitely here, not here.
But being
wait. So what does it mean? It emasculates the koach of the dibur to create this. So now, I don't know. It could be if you hold Nicholas Kolish, it's chal here. Taka, it's matir this. And if you hold Nicholas Kolish, it lowers the flame of the iser, lowers the intensity of the iser. And if you hold Megas Gaius, it's chal here, and it emasculates the koach of the dibur to aser. It's only half effective. So whatever your dibur is, so it's only hit. It's an eight-cylinder machine. So the hafara, one hafara makes it four cylinders. So only four cylinders are working. I don't know. Otherwise, I don't see how. Unless you say it's also chal here and it cuts the iser in half. I don't know how.
Well, until
what?
I don't think hafara. I don't see how hafara can't work on the dibur. I'll tell you the truth. Hafara is not matir and iser. Hafara is chal on the neder. You're made for the neder. The hefer is nidra. You're not addressing the iser. I don't even think he could. I don't even see.
But maybe that's the point that they're trying to make. A single hafara has what they're saying power on its own. On its own, it's chal here. Linked together, then it affects the dibur.
Maybe that's a.
But we don't look at the bread as one unit of two loaves. He made a statement about bread, and there's a commas to it, that's two.
So we should look at it.
So it's so can.
I mean, in Svara, the guy made another. It's like, you know, a guy makes another, I'm not going to eat a piece of bread, you know? So the Megas guy is going to say, okay, you can put it in your mouth, you just can't swallow it. It's very funny, very funny. The dibur is what it is. That's the reality of the neder is whatever it is. So you have to say it's like you made two nedarim on two pieces of bread. Like, unless a guy says...
But if you say that, a hafara would have to be mafra on two nedarim, as opposed to it's only affecting technically one neder.
Unless we consider that there's another step here, that there's the dibur. The dibur is that bread. Bread should be usher, and it's the scope. Like the scope of the neder is only on two pieces of bread. Maybe we look at the neder as saying bread should be usher,
right.
and the scope of the neder is two pieces. That's the scope. But the etzem neder is bread is usher. The scope is two. So Megas Gaius cuts down the scope of the neder.
That seems to make more sense.
Yeah, you think that makes more sense to you? It cuts down this doesn't make sense to me, really.
I was sick.
I would say that.
That comparison to Shutfus. To Shutfus. I don't remember the Gemara for Shabbat and Bab Basar. Like, you have Shutfus, the two people. So how do you look at it? You own a whole thing together. So if this piece is mine and that piece is yours, this molecule is yours, how do we divide it up?
Well, that's the question of. But here it's definitely each one affects half the nether. So I'm not asking what's the tzad of Megas Gaius, what's the tzad of Miklash Kolish. I'm accepting that there's a normal chakira. By me, the chiddush is that one person's hafara does anything, okay? The Gemara assumes it does. And it's a very normal question to ask whether it does it qualitatively or quantitatively. It's just it's a tremendous chiddush to me that it would do it quantitatively, because I really don't see quantity as ever existing in a nether. The nether, as I say, in my mind, I guess I'm wrong. I don't know. I have to think about it some more. In my mind, the nether is what it is. It's not a nether on one piece of bread is a one-piece bread nether, and a nether on two pieces of bread is a two-piece bread nether. The nether is what it is. I won't eat bread. I won't eat Coca-Cola. It is what it is. So the nether is two pieces. How can any power come and divide that up? It's like you're making a new dibur. He said two pieces of bread.
How does Rashi shoot for us? How does Rashi understand shoot for us? The Ibai. You say Migai's guy is.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really understand Migai's guy. That's what I'm saying. I have trouble understanding Migai's guy is. Because to me, if a person makes another, I'm not going to eat these two pieces of bread. That's not really two. And we can make it into one. It's a dibur. The dibur could have been one piece of bread. It could have been two pieces of bread. It could have been sleeping. It could have been eating. It could have been hana. It could have been.
So it's the bias.
You see, sometimes you can't say Megan's guy. We said yesterday. Let's say a guy says, I'm not going to eat bread. Lechem osur alai. So if you hold Miklos Kolish, so it probably works. It's, you don't get malchus if you violate the nether. Right, but if you hold Megas Gaius, you can't do Megas Gaius. It doesn't work. There is no Megas Gaius. You say, okay, I'm not gonna eat. I'm not gonna stuff myself with bread.
But you love asking on the Holy Bible.
I'm not saying it's a kash.
No, not a kash.
I have trouble understanding Megas Gaius. I'm trying to explain why.
The Holy Bai is hard to understand.
What?
In other words, the Holy Bai is hard to understand.
I don't understand the tzad of Megas Gaius.
I mean, I was six, I missed
that. Why would I understand? No.
Shouldn't it just be two? Until you have two, there's nothing.
That's what I started off saying.
Right.
That's Gufa Chiddush. That was my first
thing. Right.
It's Gufa Chiddush that the Gemara assumes that each one, that one does something.
And it's temporary.
But I understand that. I understand that. I said, since the Shutzis doesn't intersect, so when a Shutzis intersects and there's two owners on something, so you could say each one really accomplishes nothing till they both do it, because one is nothing without the other. But when it doesn't intersect.
But they must intersect, no? Because it's only temporary to the end of the day. This holy, the host, the host.
Intersect here, means
no Ibai is only on one day, right? At the end of the day, there's no Ibai. Correct?
Yeah.
The Rav said that.
Yeah.
Ibai only exists toch piyon.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't mean it intersects. I don't know what the word to me intersect means, that there's two owners over this chair, two owners over the nether, and they both are in the same area.
But the nether's not in there until the end of the day.
Yeah,
at the time we're talking is before it's a netter.
All right, what can I do? So,
no, I don't know.
So
I,
you
I,
don't understand. I do understand the Gemara's assumption. You see, the Gemara makes that assumption.
I'm sorry.
So I have an advantage over you. I have an advantage over you. That I know I'm right because I know the Gemara does make the assumption.
Yeah, definitely.
We can endeavor to understand it. But what I don't understand is Megas Gaius. I really don't get it.
It just seems haba hataya.
I don't see how you could make a hef. There's no such thing as hef in nether. The nether is what it is. Why do we say nether shabbat la mitzos abot la kula? There's a rule. Because I always understood it as a very logical thing, because the nether is what it is. So you can't. I can't make a hef in that. You can't take my dibur and change it, but the dibur is whatever I said. So I said two pieces of bread. Like, how could any power in the world change it into one piece of bread? Like I said two.
Somehow by sleep it sounds more intuitive.
What?
By sleep. Sleep. Going to sleep. It would sound more intuitive. Like you say a guy makes a netter.
What would be guy?
I'm sleeping for 3 hours or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Are they like unrelated?
Why? He'll say, I won't sleep for 6 hours.
And one guy says he won't sleep for 3 hours, and one guy says he won't sleep for 6 hours.
Yeah, so what
are those unrelated in the Durham, or it's, they're both like oscillating sleep, but for different amounts?
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying with the scope.
I have the same problem. It sounds like but
the
I still, I don't say that either. If I say I won't sleep for 6 hours. So Megas Gaius says, okay, you only can sleep for 3 hours. So I don't understand that either. Same question. I said 6 hours. You can't make up a nether for me. You can't, we're stealing that nether and substituting a different one in its place?
No, it's,
yeah.
I was thinking that it's kind of like, I think the thing for Megas Gaius that you're saying, the nether is like one of these worms. Cut it in half, and then you have two worms that are wiggling around.
Cut it in half.
The Migas guy is in the Migas Chal here.
I guess we have to say that. If I'm right in my question, maybe nobody else is bothered by that question. To me, I'm like, I don't get it.
I get it.
So maybe it means the hafara is chal here, not here. The deeper is unaffected. But so it's chal here. The neder makes an iser. The neder makes an iser. So Megas Gaius cuts away half of the what the nether effects. The nether has a certain effect.
It's maybe what the rent thing, right?
What?
We learned the rent. The rent is it differently than, it's not talking units. The rent's measurement that it cuts off the nether and it means the other half. I don't understand.
Yeah, but what happens if you leave it?
Okay. Whoever. Anyway, tomorrow night we'll make a Torah and Dorm. We'll say Kol Nedrei.
What does it mean, Shavua B'chlal Neder, by the way?
What?
The Ran says Shavua B'chlal Neder, so I think Kol Nidre is coming up. What does that mean?
It's like the word Democrat. So the word Democrats could refer to Democratic, or Democrats, I said. Democrat refers to a political party. But, okay, we say Democratic because we use a different word, but theoretically it could, the word, the same word, could refer to a category. Oh, it's like the Rambam says. Let me quote you the Rambam. The Rambam says you have Seder Tyrus and Maseches Tyrus. He says it's not a kasha. It's a phenomena that's not, there's nothing wrong with it, that you have sometimes a name that represents or that names a small group, but it also names the larger group of which that small group is part of. Like Seder Tyrus, the Rambam gives this example. You have Seder Tyrus, and within Seder Tyrus, you have Maseches Tyrus. So you have Neder, which when it's used, depends on the context, that's all, you have to know the context. In one context, it's Neder versus Shua, and in another context, Neder is a Shem Kolel for anything that's Asus Bedibur. Or according to the Rambam, it's anything that's chal b'dibur. The Rambam says hefker is a type of nether. So what are you going to say? Do you have the word nether? You're not even talking about anything osur. You're talking about hefker. So in that context, the word nether has taken on a meaning, something that's chal through your dibur. It's going to be called a nether. Okay, let's learn. So the Gemara says that the difference is if she made a neder, going to nodrim between zaysin, two specific zaysin. We said if she says she won't eat two zaysin, stam, she won't eat. If the neder is I won't eat two zaysin and you mean both zaysin, then you can't have the neder. If you have it, you'll double it. Because if you can't. Say, I won't eat two zaysim, so what's Megas Gaius going to say? You won't eat one zayas, so you double the nether.
Four.
You won't eat four.
Megas Gaius going to say you won't eat four.
Impossible. That I draw the line there. There's no way if a guy said, I'm not going to eat two zaysim, Megas Gaius is going to make it, I won't eat four zaysim.
Because then it allows you
to. That's not here. That's right. It's absurd. That I won't allow, because there you're creating an isser and more than what he said.
No, less.
But you're changing what he said. Would you consider that if a guy says, I'm not going to be nehenne from this pen, right? Oh, no, I'm not going to be nehenne from this glass of water. So you're going to consider that Megas Gaius will make it into an Isra Achila, not an Isra Hanoah. Would you consider that? You're not going to change, you're not going to mamish change in that. I guess that's what I'm bothered by. You're always changing in that.
No, there's a quantity. Yeah. It's a quantity.
But how can you can't make but four, you can't part make two out of four.
No, because when
you can't make two into four.
No, if I say I'm not going to be in there from these two olives,
so then we know what Megas Gaius means.
Half of that is one olive.
Right. But if I won't be Nana from any two olives in the world. I won't be Nana from two olives.
But if I say these two olives, then that's really a piece, and I can half it. But if I say a quantity of two, it's a different type of number, and instead of multiplying it by half, I need to divide it by half.
No, that's the problem. The question is there a Megas Gaius there? For Megas Gaius to say, you can't eat four olives, is, I think, ludicrous. He said two. You're going to make it into four.
It's half the nether.
You can't make... No, it's not.
It's not half. Why half?
Because I have to do twice as much.
It's infinitely
I have
more.
I have to do twice as much.
If I say two was ulcer and you say four, that's, I don't know. Okay.
I'm lessening the severity of the
nether. I don't think so. I don't think you can make a nether of two into a nether of four.
But it's still, it's an effect of the other
four,
side of the same
is,
problem that we
had. Think
four
it
is half of two, though. Four is half of two.
Don't let anybody catch you saying that.
Four, if I'm not.
I'll tell you, you know what I think is possible? I want to follow your line of reasoning.
I want you to work at Bank of Pauline.
I want to tell you what I think is possible. What I think is possible is that if I say I won't be Nehenna from two Zaysim, two together. Either these two together or two. That's the same thing. Two. Won't be Nehenna from two Zaysim.
These two specific.
Yeah. Okay. So now, so that, if the Ran means, because you can't say Megas Gaius by two. Well, that's what the Ran means. That's why the Ran said it means a specific two. So then you could say Megas Gaius, that one of the two becomes Mutter. But you can't say, I won't be Nehenna from two Zaysim in the Velt, not specific these two, because then there's no Megas Gaius. That's what the Ran is saying. Now we're trying to figure out how there could be a Megas Gaius. So you're saying you can't eat four, which I think is wrong. But I do think what's possible, again, the Ran doesn't hold like that, but I think what's possible is if when I say I won't eat two, I can't eat two, so Megas Gaius would say that I can't eat two out of four. In other words, I have to eat four Zaysim, but only two are Osim. That's, in other words, two out of four is half of two out of two. So it's the same two, so I didn't change the net there, but it's two out of four instead of two out of two.
What four?
That's why it's half. That's half.
What four? What four?
You have to eat, to be over the net there, I'm speculating. I admit it. The round hold is not possible. I'm speculating along your line. You insist on thinking about how it is possible. So
you know
I'm saying,
it's not possible, right?
What?
You know the Ran holds that's not possible.
No, but the Ran felt a need to speak out. Yes. You're saying you would end up with a nether, I can't eat four Zaysim. I think that's ludicrous. I think you would end up with a nether that you can't eat two out of four. No, you would have to eat four and you weren't allowed to eat two of them. You would have to eat four, and what you did wrong was two out of the four. We don't know which two. That, to me, that's Megas Gaius. Two out of four is half of two out of two. You couldn't violate the nether unless you ate four. But the nether is still only two. You ate two out of four.
Is there any implication when you make the nether of if you specify a quantity that it has to be together?
No, you see, if you specify a quantity and you mean I won't eat both, then we have the same problem. What's half of I won't eat both? You know, the Ran's assuming when you make another I won't eat these two Zaysim, that each one is Osir. So Megas Gaius says one's Osir and one's Mutter. But if a person says I won't eat both, and his nether is only that I won't eat both, so we're back to the drawing board. What's Megas Gaius? That I won't eat one, that's double, not half. So he would say that we would say I won't eat four. And I would say I won't eat four. I agree, Ashtickle, but I won't eat two out of four. Not I won't eat two out of two, I won't eat two out of four. And to violate that, I would have to eat four. But the violation would be the two out of the four. All right. Kol Nidre. So Nidre is sure in the larger sense. Like, going back to my days when I learned English, so I say that's nether with a capital nun. There's nether with a small nun and nether with a capital nun. With a capital nun, it's nether and shvua and cherem, that's nether. And with a small nun, it's nether as opposed to shvua. Okay, so we're not going to learn next week. It's not going to work. Because Sunday night, can't learn. I'm busy with the Dalet Minim Sunday night. And Wednesday night's Yom Tov. So Monday, Tuesday. I mean, it's a mitzvah to learn. Don't get me wrong. So I don't see it happening. Okay. Simitova, but you're next. Oh, so next month.